With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump did not get what he wanted from talks on Greenland.
Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with officials from Greenland and Denmark about the future of Greenland. President Trump has been talking in more forceful terms lately about a possible U.S. takeover of Greenland. Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says there will be more talks.
It's clear that the president has this wish of conquering over Greenland. We made it very, very clear that this is not in the interest of the kingdom.
Before the meeting, President Trump wrote, "The U.S. needs Greenland for the purpose of national security." Ed Donahue, Washington.
FBI agents searched a Washington Post reporter's home on Wednesday as part of a classified documents investigation. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The newspaper says the FBI searched the home and devices of one of its journalists, seizing a phone and a Garmin watch. The reporter recently published a piece describing how she gained hundreds of new federal government sources. Attorney General Pam Bondi posted a statement online saying the search was done at the request of the Pentagon. She said the administration will not tolerate illegal leaks of classified information. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Many Verizon customers are experiencing a major outage on Wednesday, disrupting calling and cellular services across the U.S. The New York-based carrier has acknowledged an issue impacting wireless voice and data services. Verizon hasn't specified the outage's cause, but says engineering teams are working to resolve it. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 42 points, the Nasdaq dropped 238, with the S&P 500 index lower by 37 points. This is SRN News. The eyes of Christians around the world are on Iran.
The country's failing economy has triggered weeks of protests to start the new year, and the Islamic government has responded by killing hundreds and jailing thousands. Some experts think the regime will fall, and that could change Iran's status as one of the most dangerous places to be a Christian. Evangelical leaders in the U.S. and in other nations are urging believers to be in prayer for Iran and its Christian minority as the protests continue. Michael Harrington reporting.
While the Supreme Court considers the issue of males competing against females in school sports, the people have made up their minds. An AP NORC poll finds that about 6 in 10 adults strongly or somewhat favor state laws that bar boys from playing on girls' sports teams. Just 2 in 10 are strongly or somewhat opposed to such laws, and about 1/4 of poll respondents do not have an opinion. This is SRN News. New revelations from the NTSB as it probes the crash of a UPS cargo jet last year, Bob Agnew reports.
According to newly released NTSB findings, the same type of part that broke on the UPS MD-11 cargo plane that crashed in Louisville, Kentucky, had actually failed 4 times before on 3 different aircraft. Those failures were documented by Boeing back in 2011. The NTSB says the same component on the UPS jet had cracks that maintenance failed to catch. That engine separated from the aircraft just seconds after the November 4, 2025 takeoff. Bob Agnew reporting.
An astronaut in need of medical care is on the way back to Earth. The ailing astronaut departed the International Space Station with 3 crewmates on Wednesday. The SpaceX capsule is due to splash down into the Pacific off San Diego. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.